It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. It is Tuesday morning, and that means it is time for the Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Ruthie, good morning to you. How are you?
I am doing well. I am loving this cooler weather. Of course, today is an exciting day.
Oh, today is an exciting day, and I guess we have one word for the Garden Line listeners. Is to
vote.
Go vote. However, I would imagine that many, if not most of our listeners, have already voted because the early voting numbers are unbelievable in the Escambia and Santa Rosa County, and I think that's great. I think that is great that that's happened, but I, for one, like to go to the polls. So I'm going to, as soon as the show is over, I'm going to run over to my precinct and cast my vote and get my little sticker that says I voted and wear it with pride all day long. No doubt about it.
You know, I love that there are still, like, and I've seen a good mix because, of course, great job of shattering the records, early voting. Everyone, it seems like, is getting the message. But I do know some people that are just like, nope. I'm waiting for the day of. And I will say, I voted a few weeks ago. I missed the sticker. I wish I had gotten a sticker.
Oh, you got to have a sticker. Oh, yeah. No, I think I've never voted early or by absentee. I think I've always gone to the polls. I just enjoy it. And I've gone so many times over the years that I know a lot of the folks working at the polls. It's nice to see them. And I do think we need to thank them. The poll workers put in a lot of work, a lot of training. They spend so much time. I bet they were there at the crack of dawn this morning, and they will be there till late night tonight getting everything ready. In Florida and in Escambia County, we really do it right. We have great poll workers who know what they're doing. And as we said last week, we've got great leadership from David Stafford and Tappy Villain. Escambia County and Santa Rosa County, and they just do an absolute job. And some people we never thank is the staff in the Supervisor of Elections office who work tirelessly for long, long months on end getting ready for this one day. It's an amazing job, and they do very, very well. And I think we have found over the years that Escambia County and Santa Rosa County, the results come in earlier than a lot of other counties and other states and that type of thing, early and accurate. And we all need to appreciate that and thank those folks when you see them.
Absolutely. That, like you said, that doesn't happen on accident. That's so much planning and preparation and volunteers. And yes, shout out, huge thanks to everyone out there working the polls today in a pandemic, no less.
So, exactly.
Extra thanks for that.
But it is a gorgeous day. If you're going to go stand in line, which I bet I will when I go to the polls, which is fine, it's a beautiful day to do that. I mean, the sun is shining. We've got a whole week of this cool yet not too cold, and then warm but not too warm weather. And quite frankly, if you just need to get away from politics for a little bit, if you go out and dig in the dirt in the yard, in your garden, I think that's excellent therapy, quite frankly.
I agree. I know we were talking about that a little bit last week. Like, you know what never makes me upset? Working in the yard always makes me feel better.
That's right. Well, it's America's number one hobby, and you can see why. It's a challenge. Things are different all over the country. Here in Northwest Florida, we have a beautiful climate. We have so many things that will grow here. We don't get too cold. We don't get too hot. And it's really a great place to garden. And so we enjoy that. And we enjoy our listeners on the Garden Line. We appreciate it. A lot to talk about if we're going to talk about gardening in the fall today. But we, of course, would welcome your calls. We hope you'll call with your questions, with your successes. Maybe if something hadn't worked out, give us a call. Maybe put our heads together. Maybe we can come up with a solution. But in any event, please join us. We would love to hear from you on the Garden Line today. And finally, I'll say one more time. Well, probably won't be the last time I say it today. But please, if you haven't voted, go do it, because it's so important. And the state of Florida is so important. It's some, I don't mean to belabor the topic, but this may be one of the most important elections in our lifetime. So be a part of it. No question about it. Now, what we want to do, Ruthie, is this. I think we ought to start with getting ready for a little cooler weather. If you remember, maybe it was last week or week before last, we went through our trusty little chart, which told us when the cold weather might come. Well, here we are in November, and, of course, on November 11th, which is just, a little over a week away, there's a 10% chance we could freeze. If you go to November 21st, it's a 20% chance. If you go to the end of November on the 28th, you have a 30% chance. Point is, we are headed into territory where we could get some freezing temperatures. So if that's the case, what we need to do is look at our plants that we've enjoyed all summer long, all fall long, if you will, that are susceptible to cold, and what should we do at this particular point in time? Well, I think the first thing we need to do is plan what we're going to do with these plants. Are we going to put them in the garage? Are we going to put them in a storage shed? Are we going to put them in the house? Are we just going to say, hey, I've enjoyed them. If they freeze, so be it. I'll plant again next year. No problem there, because those pots are just too heavy for me to move into the house. And I live that life, because at my age, it's hard to pick those things up. But in any event, there's some things we need to do. Let's take, for example, you have some palms. I'll just use that, a palm, for example, a house plant that you've enjoyed on your patio all summer long. And you know it's going to freeze and it's going to die if it freezes. So you move it into the house. When you move it into the house, obviously you've got to find some sunny windows. That's one of the big problems with the plants, is you take a plant that's been outside in the natural sunlight all summer and move it into your nice cozy den, it's not going to do well. It's going to go through a shock, and it just simply may not make it. So what a lot of people do, and it's a lot of trouble, but some people do this, will take that plant that's been in so much sun and then move it, keep it outside, but put it in an area that gets a little bit more shade. Then when the freeze comes, put it in the house. A couple of things you need to do if you put it in the house. Number one, there's a product called insecticidal soap. It comes in a little spritzer bottle. If you take that insecticidal soap, that will probably take care of any of the little varmints that are on that palm that you're going to bring into the house. It'll kind of clean all that up, and you won't have to worry about that at all. And once you get it into the house, you can reduce your watering a bit. You can reduce your fertilizer a lot. If you're fertilizing, say, once a month outside on those palms, you can go about a fourth of that amount of fertilizer you put on there. So you can really reduce the care, if you will, because in my opinion, you move those plants into the house, 90% of the battle is a function of light. You've got to have some light. If it's pure shade, it's just not going to work. Now, say you'd have a hibiscus, and I will plead guilty to that one because my hibiscus have been beautiful all summer long, but they're in a pot much too heavy for me to move into the house. So what you can do is get some pine straw and put pine straw up around that, let's say 2 feet up that hibiscus. The top may freeze off, but you may save the roots and have it come back next spring. So that's one way you can do it. Some people who really are handy at this will build a little cold frame around plants where they put some chicken wire, some wire around it, and we'll put some landscaping cloth on top of it when it freezes, even to the point of putting a light bulb or a small heater in. So that's some pretty radical solutions, but a lot of people do that. But here's the last point. If you do that, if you cover that plant with that cage, if you will, of wire and landscape cloth, or even put a blanket on it, or put plastic around it, you've got to take it off in Pensacola once the temperatures quit freezing. When you're out of the freezing area, take it off, because I promise you, you will cook that plant. It will burn it up. So you don't want to do that. But we've got to take care of things, because as our handy chart tells us, as we get into December, December 5th, you've got a 40% chance of a freeze. So it's coming. It's coming slow, but it's coming, and we need to plan and get ready for that.
Those are really great tips. I am taking so many notes, especially about the hibiscus. I've got one of those, and I would love to say it's made it a couple of years, so maybe we'll see if we can keep it alive.
Exactly. And the other thing is a lot of people, quite frankly, don't have the time to do all the things we've talked about. And, you know, fortunately, a nice hibiscus in a three-gallon pot is not that expensive. So you can say, it's been fun.
It's been great.
I'm going to leave it out. And if it survives, that's wonderful. If it doesn't, I'll just have fun replacing it next year.
We'll move on. That's
right. We'll move on.
You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. We're going to be right back after these quick messages to answer your questions. So let us know, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Have you been lied to? Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA and the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the market crashes. Call 800-358-6868 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, when you call right now, you get free shipping and handling, no credit card required, and I'll send you a free copy of the audiobook so you can listen in your car. That's 1-800-358-6868. That's 1-800-358-6868. 1-800-358-6868.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Looking for a local tire shop that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust, downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin. Tire Trust has been taking care of people in the Pensacola area for over 24 years with premium brands like Michelin, Continental, and Toyo tires, as well as budget-friendly brands that you know. Tire Trust prides themselves on quality service. Tire Trust, more than a tire store, they're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust, put your trust in Tire Trust.
Integrity, licensed, and quality work. That's Atlantic Roofing, commercial or residential. Atlantic Roofing discounts to seniors, law enforcement, and first responders. If you have a damaged roof, ask about the deductible relief. Atlantic Roofing will help you with the insurance process and install a roof that will withstand many storms. Call the reliable local company you can trust. Atlantic Roofing, 850-209-2157. Helping their community right here in Northwest Florida for 35 years.
Fox News, every 30 minutes, 24/7.
One last day to campaign.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
The great red wave is going to come over the next little while. It's coming, it's building.
And President Trump predicts
this is far beyond the last one.
It's finishing in Florida early this morning where the crowd chanted, "Fire Fauci."
No, he's been wrong on a lot. He's a nice man, though. He's been wrong on a lot.
News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Well, Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Tuesday. Happy Election Day to you. This is The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins, and we are very, very grateful to our sponsors of The Garden Line, Warrington Hardware and Marine and Barnes Feed Store. And we're grateful to you for giving us your questions and your thoughts and your advice, too. You can reach us here at 850-437-1620. Call or text. And we did have a text come in that this was the question. After using Roundup to kill grass area, how soon after that can I plant bushes and plants?
That's a great question. When Roundup first came out, it's a Monsanto product. A lot of people have it under their label nowadays, but it was a Monsanto product. And their slogan was, what you spray today, you may plant tomorrow. I think that's how it went. Point was that Roundup is systemic. In other words, you have to put it on the foliage of a green growing plant, preferably the hotter the weather, the better. It works through the plant into the plant roots. It's totally systemic. Does not sterilize the soil. That's one of the most important things. That's why it's one of the best-selling weed killers in the world, is that it'll kill the weed, but it won't sterilize the soil. Now, the question is, when can you do it? Now, no matter what the slogan said years and years ago when it first came out, I have never been a proponent of spraying Roundup in a flower bed, for example, and then planting the next day. I would much rather go ahead, spray the Roundup, let it kill the weeds. Now, of course, that's a function of how hot it is. You spray Roundup today, it's a little cooler weather, it'll probably kill those weeds. It's going to take a little bit longer. But anyway, wait till the weeds are totally dead, rake them out. You'll want to rake up all those dead weeds out, and then you're okay. I just wouldn't do it the next day, because I've always thought that, you know, working in that bed, there could be some residual Roundup there that could get on your other plants, and that's not the way to do it. So let the Roundup do its work. When the weeds are just brown as a berry, then rake them out and do your landscaping then. Roundup is like any other weed killer. I will say this. You've got to be careful. Use exactly what it says on that label insofar as amount of Roundup per gallon of water. And then you wet the plant. Wear your long sleeve shirt. Wear your long pants. Wear your shoes that you're not going to wear in the rest of the yard. One time I sprayed some Roundup on a concrete path. The weeds were coming up. Sprayed some Roundup, and I got Roundup on the bottom of my shoes because I was walking through where I sprayed. And golly, I guess it was a week later. Through my front yard, there were footprints all the way through my front yard where the Roundup on the shoe had been, you know, walking on the grass, had gotten on the grass, killed it dead. Finally, the grass had kind of grew back because it was just the size of a shoe print. But you've got to be careful about Roundup, because it will kill plants that it touches. I always tell people, if you're going to landscape and you don't want to do any weeding, be sure you landscape where you landscape your plants far enough apart where you can get between them with Roundup, because you can get, for example, you have an azalea, you can get right next to that azalea. I mean, right next to it, but you can't get it on any of the green foliage. If you do, you're in trouble. Some people I've seen will get a piece of cardboard and put it next to, say, that same azalea and spray the Roundup to kill the weeds around it. But so there are different ways to do it, but you've got to be careful. A lot of people don't want to use Roundup, and I certainly respect that. I think you have to make up your own mind about that, but it does work, no question.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice, and I'm sorry to hear that happen, but almost like getting like paint on the bottom of your shoe.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Ruthie. That's exactly the way it is, and I learned my lesson the hard way.
It follows with you. Well, going back to what you were talking about before, Mike, about covering the plants or bringing them in, someone shared with us that they put strands of mini Christmas lights on their sagos and the large potted plants and cover them, and they have never lost any yet. So that's a very creative solution.
That is creative. It's really funny they would mention that. I have was reading some state literature the other day about what to do in the cold weather, and they did talk about people putting Christmas lights around places, just like this caller did, and then covering them up, because it does create a little bit of heat in there, which will stop it from freezing. That is great advice. Plus, pretty festive, don't you think?
That's right. I think so.
It'll look great.
If you decorate your yard. And, you know, I've done Christmas lights in my sagas before, but I never covered it. It was not to heat the plant. It was just to decorate for Christmas.
So. I put lights in my shrubbery every year, no doubt about it. And I really enjoy it.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing. If you have tips and ideas, yes, let us know. 437-1620. You can call or text. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C. with Mr. Mike Wiggins, and we will be right back in just a moment.
The real estate market is changing fast. Between Hurricane Sally and election year, there's a lot going on. The big thing people are watching is the eviction moratorium, and mortgage forbearance will soon be no more, and we could see a flood of houses hitting the market, potentially driving prices downward. Don't wait. Be safe and protect your hard-earned equity. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty today. Christina and her team are so confident that they can get you the most money that she'll make you this deal. You meet with Christina, agree on a price and a timeline. If she can't sell it for that price and in that time, she will sell it and not charge you a dime. Don't get caught in a down market. Call Christina and get your home sold for the most money. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke today on her direct line, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Too much attention to their tires until something goes wrong.
Let's keep those tires going all around for thousands of worry-free miles.
Come see us at Vinoy's Tires,
your local tire pros dealer.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here. So, your car's got trouble. You need to take it in the shop. You're not sure if it's a little thing or a big thing, or maybe it's just routine maintenance. Whatever the case may be, there's obviously lots of places you can go. You can go to a dealership. You can go to a franchise shop. But don't you want to make sure that it's fixed right the first time? Well, if you need repair work for your vehicle, take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. Any luxury vehicle especially, just go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway, or check them out online at carclinicservice.com.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at MacDill Air Force Base or Eglin Air Force Base, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Deep climbing.
It's intercepted. Picked off of the 12. He will go down. He slides the promised land. Touchdown, FSU.
This is your home for FSU football.
15 to the 10. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown to Mario Terry. He is scary. Intercepted. Picked off of the 33-yard line.
Noles win. Noles win. Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Saturday afternoon at 1, FSU Pittsburgh on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins here on the Garden Line. And thank you, everyone, for your thoughts and comments as we prepare for cooler weather.
Absolutely. I noticed we got a text from Catherine.
We did.
Our great listener. We love Catherine. Saying she took her Norfolk Island pine into the garage and will put it into the house when the freeze comes. Very, very smart. You got to be careful of those Norfolk Island pines. Sometimes they are susceptible to a freeze, and they'll sometimes lose that lower foliage when they don't get enough light. So you have to be careful with them. But I will tell you right now, if you have a Norfolk Island pine and you want good advice, listen to Catherine.
Catherine,
I guarantee you, whatever Catherine does, that's what I would do it. I would do. So anyway, so she's taking care of her Norfolk Island pine, and I'm doing it the right way. Good for her.
I like that. And so that's what you were saying before, too, is about sort of stages. Like you could go, you know, into the garage first before full on into the house and sort of acclimate.
Right, exactly, because you're never going to get that natural pure light you've had all summer and spring and fall outside. So you got to do the best you can and hold back on the fertilizer some. You can hold back on the watering a little bit also. Some people, though, will put a saucer with rocks and put the tropical plant on that to create some misting and some humidity. Not a bad idea.
I like that. Well, you're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We'll be right back. But first, what's going on with the news, Mark?
Well, we've had some reports of long lines at some of the polling places as the balloting gets underway. Latest after Fox. It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. 58. It's mostly sunny. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. About 8,000 people had cast ballots within the first 90 minutes after the polls opened this morning in Escambia County. That goes along with record numbers of votes that were cast before today. Nearly 70,000 people voted early this year in Escambia County, up 24% from 2016. In Santa Rosa County, 42% increase since 2016. If there's to be a ferry service, the cities of Gulf Breeze and Pensacola say they're just a couple of weeks away from being able to accommodate passengers. The service would help workers get across Pensacola Bay while the bridge is out. Now it's up to FDOT on whether the ferry service will actually come to be and to choose a ferry company. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Lower 70s. Rest of the work week brings temperatures back up into the mid to upper 70s and low temperatures gradually warming back into the lower 60s by Friday. For now, though, I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting in the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
It's 58 in Pensacola, 59 in Gulf Breeze, 55 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Stocks are rallying on hopes for a decisive election outcome. The Dow Industrial's up 669 at 27,594. The NASDAQ's up 219. The S&P 500 up 73. AMC Entertainment shares up 13% despite a widening loss after the theater chain reported that 539 of its 600 theaters in the U.S. have reopened. Revenue plummeted 91% to $119.5 million from $1.3 billion a year ago. But AMC also says it's in talks with more than a dozen investors for an equity investment. Humana reported a quarterly profit and revenue that beat expectations and raised its full-year outlook for Medicare Advantage membership growth. Humana shares up 4%. There's a new winner in the YouTube world, the Baby Shark song. The video has been viewed more than 7.04 billion times, passing the hit song Despacito, which isn't that far behind at 7.03 billion. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back at the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
1559, with the DeLuna Expedition main force in Nanacapana, Spanish Florida. This is 1620 Radio News, and now also on FM 92.3. Today, our leader, Don Tristan DeLuna, together with the second-in-command, Captain Juan Saran Saavedra, have reached a decision, and they have asked 1620 Radio to make this known throughout the region. As most listeners know, the DeLuna Expedition retreated to this tiny Indian satellite village shortly after the hurricane of August the 19th destroyed the total supply. Once here, the roughly 1,200 settlers found food for a few weeks and thus sent the cavalry led by Major Mateo del Sauz, hoping to find the great Indian capital of Coosa and there a supply for the winter. However, days have passed. Our food here is all but gone, and there has been no word from the cavalry. Thus, there is an alternative. The struggling, all but starving men, women, and children will start tomorrow for a march back to Oshus or Pensacola on the Gulf of Mexico. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Well, Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Tuesday morning to you. Welcome back to the Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. And one more time, thank you so much to our sponsors of the Garden Line, Warrington Hardware, Marine, and Barnes Feed Store. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in and making this just one of the best parts of my week. I love getting to talk all things gardening with you, Mike, and with everyone who listens.
Well, Ruthie, you're good at this too, and I certainly enjoy being with you. There's no question about it. We were talking a minute ago about getting ready for the freeze and your house plants and such as that. Insofar as your permanent shrubbery is concerned, you know, the best thing to do before a freeze, and this is a critical word, is before, is watering, because damage is usually done from freezing weather on plants that are suffering from too little water. So be sure you water them good. Now, you'll always see on television these citrus plantations, if you will, down in South Florida with the water going in, so it freezes on the fruit and it doesn't freeze. Well, don't even think about doing that. That is so wrong, because those people are very high tech. They know just how to do it. We don't. It can damage your plants. I've seen people, you know, go out there and spray their shrubbery right before it went below freeze. Don't do that. You can damage your plants. You really could. But water before. Water before. Water. If you see a freeze coming, water a couple of days before. Really good. And I think you'll do much, much better. Now, the last question about watering is, here we are in November. It's dry, its weather is cool, and it's nice. How much should we water? Well, I think our summertime formula, if you remember, Ruthie, was 3 times a week for 30 minutes. I think we can probably slip to 2 times a week for 30 minutes. However, you never know. You get one of these fronts come through, we get a bunch of rain. Obviously, you don't need to water. So you may need to be working your sprinkler system manually and making those last-minute decisions. But if it stays dry like this over a week or even 2 weeks, then I'm going to say twice a week for 30 minutes. And a lot of that depends on where you live. If you live up north of I-10, that's probably a good formula to use. If you live in Gulf Breeze or at the beach, you may need to go to 3 times a week. It depends, quite frankly, on where you live. But don't neglect the water in November, because you've got to keep that plant healthy. The roots are still growing, and you've got to take care of the lawn. So that's kind of the water story at this point in time.
That's good, because I have also seen those ads on TV and thought, I don't want to try that at home. So don't try to just drench everything and let the icicles happen.
No. That is the worst thing you can do. You don't want to do that. You know, you see that and you think it's just a guy down in South Florida turning on his sprinkler system. No,
there's a little more to it.
Very high tech. They know exactly what they're doing. Ruthie, kind of to change subjects real quick. Here we are in the fall, and one thing a lot of us don't do in the fall is plant fall bulbs. Now, the term fall bulbs to me has always been sort of a misnomer, in that fall bulbs you plant in the fall, but they bloom in the spring. But you don't want to call them spring bulbs, because spring bulbs you plant in the spring and they bloom in the spring and summer. Anyway, that's just me. Okay. So, but what are the fall bulbs that we can plant here? And what, let me just tell you a few facts about them. Let me just give you the favorites first. Daffodil. That is probably the favorite fall bulb. And there's a reason for that, is that daffodils will come back year after year if you use the right variety. And we have always said that Carlton daffodils, it's a yellow one, is probably the best one to use if you want a repeat bloom every year. And it's great for natural areas. I always tell the story about the guy that came in one day and bought just a whole bucket load of daffodils. And I said, what are you going to do with them? He said, I'm going to put them in my natural area. I've got a big pine straw area on the side of my yard. I said, great. I said, how are you going to space them? He says, I'm not. I'm going to get a double handful and throw them over my shoulder, and wherever they land, that's where I'm going to plant them. That is natural planting right there.
Okay.
So anyway, the point is, the daffodil is really a great one to plant. Now, Tulips are also one we all want that simply don't work as well as the daffodils. If you buy tulips, or hyacinths for that matter, either one of those two bulbs, you've got to fool them. You've got to make them think that you're living in Chicago. So what do? You take them, you put them in your refrigerator for 6 weeks. You've got to do that or they won't do anything. Put them in the refrigerator for 6 weeks. After that, you plant them. Full sun, and they'll do okay. They will not come back the second year. That's the deal. You plant them, you enjoy them in the spring, that's it. And if you want them, you have to plant them every year. We just don't have enough chilling hours, if you will, here in Pensacola to sustain tulips, or our hyacinths for that matter. How do you plant them? For those bulbs, I would plant them deep or depth-wise, 2.5 times the diameter. That's a pretty good rule of thumb. Obviously, the daffodil, which is a very big bulb, is going to be deeper than the tulip. Put a little bit of organic material in the hole, a little bit of bone meal. Bone meal really is good when you're planting bulbs. Mix all of that up, plant them. Once again, full sun is the optimum situation, and then enjoy. Now, there are some what they call in the literature minor bulbs, ranunculus, anemone, and crocus. Only reason they're minor is that they're small. And so you can go ahead and plant those and they'll do fine. It's always fun to watch. Every spring, there's always a picture of a blanket of snow in Minnesota, and poking right through that snow is a crocus.
A pretty crocus.
A pretty crocus, exactly. They are smaller bulbs, smaller plants, but they will do here. So you might want to consider those. But if I had to make my choice, I think I would jump on the daffodils.
The daffodils. Good to know. That is good to know. And that also explains why my grandmother grows beautiful tulips and hyacinths in Nashville, and I can't do it here.
No doubt about it. That's exactly right. Our ground just doesn't get cold enough.
So we have a question that came in, and this listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and she said, I hear you talking about winterizing. What can you tell me about pruning hydrangeas?
Pruning hydrangeas are interesting. What I would do at this stage of the game to prune my hydrangeas would be to go ahead and prune them, but only clip behind the blossom. In other words, right behind the spent blossom on there, and then ride with it for the rest of the winter. You know, they'll lose all their leaves. They'll be totally dormant. But they will come back and bloom better if you don't cut them back too far. But just right behind that spent blossom is how I would do it. And I would do that now. I think that's a good idea. Hydrangeas are a great plant. Sometimes I think over the years, past years, they haven't been used that much. But Southern Living, I mean, you can't pick up a Southern Living magazine without a big picture of a big, pretty blue hydrangea there. And the reason our hydrangeas are blue here is that because our soil is slightly acid. If it's neutral soil, they get kind of a pinkish color. So hydrangeas are a fun plant, but if you're going to prune them, I would clip them back just a little bit right behind that bloom, and I'd do it now.
Do you have any recommendation on a bougainvillea while we're talking about pruning?
Oh, yeah, bougainvillea are fine. But keep in mind, a bougainvillea is tropical, kind of a subtropical plant, if you will. And if you've got it, like they do beautiful on a fence or an arbor, and they're just gorgeous plants, but they will freeze. They will freeze. I quite frankly don't think I'd do much pruning on them. You could cut them back, and they would be okay. But if you're trying to get that growth over that arbor, I don't think I'd do much. I'd clean them up, you know, any kind of dead branches or whatever are on there, bad, you know, spent blooms. But for the most part, I really wouldn't worry too much about pruning it. But you got to protect it because it'll freeze, no doubt about it.
That's another one that I've brought inside in the past years, and now I'm thinking maybe I'll put some Christmas lights on it and a blanket.
That's what you need to do, absolutely.
And keep them warm.
How big is it?
Well, mine aren't that big. I got them from the Palafox Market a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
And they were hanging. Now they're in pots on the ground. I got little arbors for them, which the winds and the weather have, tried to knock down a few times. But so they grew, and they were doing okay. But now, yeah, they dropped all their leaves. They dropped all their flowers, and I thought, do I clip them back? Do I just leave them as they are?
Just kind of clean them up. Clean them up. And like I say, if you can get it inside with the freeze comes, certainly do so.
maybe I'll just have to make some room for them in the kitchen or somewhere else.
That's right. That's right. That could be your Christmas tree. You
know,
a bougainvillea tree. You know,
I love it.
Just put the lights on and presents underneath it. You know, do what you have to do.
I think we might.
There you go.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to answer more of your questions.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
Joe Biden openly admitted his plan to violate our Second Amendment rights.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo, you're right.
Obama and Biden spent years trying to violate our Second Amendment rights. As president, Biden and his radical running mate Kamala Harris would finish the job. New taxes on gun owners. Buyback programs, strict new regulations on firearms that would trample our constitutional rights and make our families less safe. While Antifa terrorizes our cities and radical leftists call to defund the police, Biden would enact unconstitutional gun control measures, making it harder than ever to defend yourself.
Bingo, you're right.
Your family and your constitutional Second Amendment rights won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Since 1977, Air Design has solved your heating, cooling, and plumbing problems. And we can improve your indoor air quality, too. Reducing allergens in your home is more important than ever, now that we're spending so much time indoors. Our professionals are screened for health each day, and they'll keep your home comfy and contaminant-free. Give us a call.
202 Cool, night or day, Air Design Systems is on the way.
Thank you to our Pensacola Arts who are finding new ways to entertain us, in person or virtually online. We're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620, FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. and I am joined by Mr. Mike Wiggins for The Garden Line. Happy Tuesday to you all. And what we're covering, a lot of good stuff.
We are
today,
covering
Mr.
a lot.
Wiggins.
And you're playing some great music, some great 60s music there. If I'm not mistaken, now, correct me if I'm wrong, that was The Lovin' Spoonful.
That is exactly
all
right.
All right.
One of my very favorites.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Anyway, keep it up, Ruthie. That is just great. Ruthie, before we leave the bulb subject, let's talk about the bulbs that we've enjoyed this summer and what to do with them. And we've talked a little bit about this on the Garden Line, but just to kind of wrap this up, I know your caladiums have had it for the most part. To make this brief, because you do need to save them if you can or if you want to. A lot of people, like some of the tropicals, will say, it's been a great summer, goodbye, I'll replant them next year. But if you want to save them, dig them up, lay them out in the sun, let them dry, then cut the tops off of them, and then put them in a croaker sack or a knit bag of some kind where air circulation can go through. Even lay them in a tray, if you will, over, say, some perlite or what have you, something that stays dry. and put them in an area where they won't get any water on them, something dry, and then they'll be good next year. And what you'll find is the caladiums you planted this last spring that were medium size are now large size, which means they will bloom, put more, much more caladium leaves out than they did last year. So that's caladiums you can save. I always kind of reference people to this fella I kind of met on the internet who owns Caladiums Florida. If you're going to buy them, good place to do it on the internet, because he has always sent me beautiful bulbs at a very, very good price. Also, elephant ears, just a little report, because we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, about my elephant ears were just shredded by the hurricanes. All this wind just shredded. It was horrible. I was so upset because they were looking so good, and now they were not, especially my upright growing ones. But so I went out and pruned it kind of right behind the shredded leaf, big leaf, if you will, and they've already put on new growth, already put on just a ton of new growth. So elephant ears are really fun to grow, easy to grow. You can buy them from your caladium dealer, whoever that may be, and buy the big ones. You can buy them, they're almost as big as a softball. Plant them deep, once again, about 2.5 times the diameter, and they will grow and give you this tropical look that you may want for the summer. They really are a fun plant to grow, no doubt.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear that yours are okay. They're coming back
again.
They're
coming back.
Okay, we have another question, changing gears a little bit. This listener asks, can I put out Dimension now? I haven't done so in 4 months.
Yes. Yes, you certainly can. Dimension, of course, is a pre-emergence herbicide to keep the winter weeds from coming up. And this is a good time to do that. The temperatures are good. Dimension is a little forgiving insofar as warm weather is concerned. But quite frankly, sitting here in the 50s at night and 70s a day, to me, that is the perfect time to put out your pre-emergence in the fall. And that's certainly what I would do. No, I think it's a good, and it's a good product too. It really does work. So I would recommend it. Yes, I would go ahead and do that now.
Very good. Very good. I wanted to let you know, Mike, too, going back to your elephant ears, I was just following suit with you and did the same thing with my little birds of paradise that we had put in the ground.
Yes.
They also are coming up with some new shoots, so I guess they are forgiving us enough to have to make it through.
Do your birds of paradise bloom?
No, we haven't had them that long. And we did. We moved them from the pots into the ground. We're liking them for the green, like just, you know, the greenery of the leaves.
Right.
So we were figuring if they are going to bloom, it's going to be a few years. And I also think we wound up with some white ones. It's one of the stickers on the bucket said white. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, I think we talked about that one time before. They bloom at their own time.
Yes.
You can't say they're going to bloom in the spring. They're going to, no, they bloom at their own time. It's really funny. This tells you how plants are different. You go out to Los Angeles, and they grow out of the cracks in sidewalks.
Yes.
You know, they're just automatic. Here, they can be a challenge, and you just not much one can do to make a bloom. They just got to do it when they want to.
Well, and that's really us. You know, it's the grand experiment in the backyard. We're just see what happens back there. But, we thought, well, maybe we should leave them in the pot. We'll bring them inside for the winter. But we thought, let's just see. Let's just see if they like it. But we did watch some of the pruning videos, like what you're talking about seeing in Southern California and different places. And it was almost like a little mini chainsaw. These guys are trying to. That's what I'm like, all lovingly clipping very tenderly around it. And they're just hacking these things down.
Oh, so, yeah.
Totally different zone.
Maybe that's another plant to put our Christmas lights on.
It might be.
You know, who knows? Who knows?
It might be the whole yard.
I hear you. I hear you. Ruthie, one other quick comment, changing gears also. This is a time of year we really do not have to concern ourselves too much with sod webworms, chinch bugs, that type of thing, because those varmints, if you will, are very, very tropical, and generally we don't have to mess with them in the cooler weather. But as we go into the winter here with, once again, 50s at night and 70s in the day, you've got to really watch out for fungus in your St. Augustine. I've seen it around the neighborhood. Generally, most people think, and I was one for many years, that really the summertime is when we really had to concentrate on that. And we do. But all the literature will tell you that that fungus really enjoys these cooler temperatures, not freezing, but the cooler temperatures, and will affect our grass before it goes into its total dormancy. So be careful, watch it. You know the signs. We've talked about them before. That you have a big circle in your yard of kind of brownish, yellowish discoloration of your St. Augustine, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. If it really gets bad, you may want to go ahead and treat it with a fungicide. Generally, a liquid fungicide is good. Spray it, keep it dry. And also be sure, this is, you know, we always say this is silly, but it's true. Be sure as we start, keep mowing our lawns, because we have to until the grass goes dormant. One, don't scalp it. And two, be sure that lawnmower blade is sharp, because if you rag off the top of that blade of grass, that just brings on the fungus. Don't do it. So that's one thing we thought we may, as we hit winter, we say, well, we don't have to mess with these things anymore until next year. Well, maybe for just a little bit longer.
Just a little bit longer. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back in just a moment.
I'm Keith Smith from Barnes Insurance. As a 15-year veteran of the health insurance industry, people ask me, what is the best Medicare coverage? Seems like a simple question, but variables like location or your health makes your plan unique to you. The question to ask is, what is the best Medicare coverage for my specific needs and budget? That is where Barnes Insurance comes in. We can find the plan that best fits your needs. Call us today at 473-1500. That's 473-1500.
If you're a collector or an investor, then listen up. Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. If you prefer to shop from home, then browse their inventory on eBay with the username Mikey2. That's M-I-K-E-Y-T-O-O. Or like them on Facebook to see daily specials. Call 850-916-7676 with any questions. Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles is the place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits. Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
The holiday season is just around the corner, and the team at Great Southern Restaurant Group invites you to deck the halls at their house this season. Join the Great Southern team tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, discussing all the festive events throughout the holiday season. Join them tomorrow morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C., 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I've been speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line, and it is Election Day, Mike.
It is Election Day. I think we should end the show like we started.
I agree.
With the one important word for the day, which is vote. Go vote. But as a sidebar to that, when you vote, thank those poll workers for what they're doing. They're working awfully hard. They're going to have a long, long day. Thank them for what they do. But whatever, get out and vote.
That's right. It's
so important. That's right. It's so important.